Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer is now worth 2 points. Bill, can you please give us the scores?
Adam and Rox each have 2. Peter has 4.
Oh, my gosh.
A good start.
All right, we flipped a coin. Roxanne has elected to go first. Roxanne, fill in the blank. Just 1 week after a summit with President Trump, blank is reportedly rebuilding a long-range missile site.
North Korea.
Right. On Monday, Mitch McConnell said that the Senate would pass a measure to block Trump's blank.
The national emergency for the border.
This week, Nicolas Maduro, the embattled president of blank, detained a freelance journalist from the U.S.
From Venezuela.
Right. Yeah. On Thursday, Chinese tech giant blank filed a lawsuit against the U.S. over a ban on their products.
Huawei?
Yeah, Huawei. Very good. Some customers are complaining after discovering that IKEA's new blank requires assembly.
Toolkit.
No, chocolate Easter bunny.
Oh.
Adorable.
Don't eat the Allen wrench. On Wednesday, 300 healthcare experts told the CDC that their guidelines on blank hurt patients in chronic pain.
Pain medication? Wait.
I'm going to give it to you as opioids, yes.
Okay.
No. Yeah. Best known for his role in Beverly Hills 90210, actor blank passed away at the age of 52.
Perry.
Yeah. Philadelphia Phillies fans excited about incoming player Bryce Harper have purchased so many jerseys that local stores have blanked.
There's nothing funny. They probably ran out of merchandise, and they probably had to close their doors, and they probably threw batteries at the customers trying to buy more Harper stuff.
No, they ran out of the letter R.
What?
For the Bryce Harper.
You were going to get that in a split second.
Yeah.
I couldn't.
What? That doesn't even make sense.
It's got three R's in it.
Because they're putting the words Bryce Harper in the back of shirts, and
so
there's a lot of R's.
They're running out of the merchandise.
It's terrible. It means they can't sell jerseys. They're selling joysies. And at the stadium, people will be going, and they'll have Quacka Jackson Bias.
So it's Bryce Harp.
Bryce Hapa. Bill, how did Roxanne do in our quiz?
6 right, 12 more points, 14. She's in the lead.
All right. Next up is Adam. Please, Adam, fill in the blank. According to CNN, President Trump pressured aides to grant security clearance to blank.
Jared Kushner.
Yep,
and his daughter, Ivanka Trump.
This week, former New York Mayor blank said he would not run for president in 2020.
Mikey Bloomberg.
Right. This week, Elon Musk announced that most brick-and-mortar blank stores would be shutting down.
Tesla.
Right. On Monday, President Trump tweeted that he'd give Alabama, quote, A-plus treatment following a string of deadly blanks.
Tornadoes.
Right. After firing their last kicker for missing a vital field goal, the Chicago Bears announced that this week they'd signed a new kicker named Chris Blank.
Miss?
You're close.
Can I get a point for it? Was it Shank?
It's even better.
Flub?
The new kicker for the Chicago Bears is named Peter.
Chris Blewett.
Yes.
Oh, that's fantastic.
The clock runs. On Wednesday, blank overtook Michael Jordan as the NBA's all-time top scoring list.
LeBron James.
Yes. On Thursday, Mark Zuckerberg outlined his plans to make blank more focused on user privacy.
Facebook.
Right. This week, a doping scandal led the world's number one blank player to be stripped of all his medals.
Bowling?
No, bridge.
I know. I knew that one.
Bridge.
The world's number one bridge player has been banned because of doping. It's a scandal so shocking it caused people around the world to say, wait, they give out medals for bridge? Norway's most celebrated player has been stripped of all of his titles and banned for 2019 after he failed a mandatory drug test. The man says he plans to appeal the ban, but for now he's focusing his energy on his new job, captain of Russia's Olympic ski team. Bill, how did Adam do in our quiz?
6 right, 12 more points. The 14, you might guess, is a tie.
All right, so that means that Peter needs how many to win?
5 to tie, 6 to win.
Here we go, Peter. This is for the game. Fill in the blank. On Wednesday, the DNC said they would not let blank cover any of the party's primary debates.
Fox News.
Right. On Tuesday, President Trump said he agrees with plans to leave a small force of U.S. troops in blank.
Afghanistan?
No, in Syria this time. This week, scientists in London reported the second ever person to be cured of blank.
HIV.
Right. On Thursday, former Trump lawyer blank filed suit against the Trump Organization for legal fees.
Cohen?
Yes. An attempting carjacking in Wisconsin was foiled when the carjacker blanked.
Punched the cow that was trying to carjack him.
No. He realized that he couldn't drive stick. This week, NASA found the first evidence of a giant underground water system on blank.
Mars.
Right. On Wednesday, Jeopardy host blank revealed he had been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer.
Alex Trebek.
Right. This week, a security expert studying data breaches warned that one of the most common passwords is blank.
1234.
No, it's J132K7AU4A83.
Rox, did you know that? Did you have that on your...
You know how it goes. You need a password for a new account, so you go with something you won't forget, like J132K7AU4A83. And it turns out you need to include a special character, so you go with J132K7AU4A83 exclamation point. And then just in case you forget it, you add a password hint like your mom's maiden name, which happens to be J132K7AU4A83. So you might be wondering, why is that password so common? Because it's the translation of what you get when you use a Chinese language keyboard to type my password.
Oh, that's hilarious.
So all these people have that password. They may be beating us in the trade wars, but at least we Americans know to use my password one. Bill, did Peter do well enough to win?
We have a three-way tie.
Yes!
Yes! Never happened before.
Bill, you say that every time it happens.